This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, the 20th of August. Yep, 2/3 of the way through the month, and maybe tomorrow will be 2/3. 31 days past October or August or whatever. Where are we? What planet am I on? This is the DJV program. That's it. We're on the planet DJV. Wouldn't it be cool if Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug had their own planet? Some people think I am on my own planet, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. Not that far off.
Come on. So we're here at the auspices of lots of people. I was very interested. I'm going to start with this fact, and then Jennifer's going to make Victoria's Day for us. The fact, very interesting stats are out now on podcasting versus, you know, everybody likes to, or it seems a lot of people, I'm not going to say everybody because that's an exaggeration and a wild one. But because it's the flavor of the day or the month of the, or maybe the year, podcasting is... the latest anecdotal add-on. Remember when TV came out, everybody said, well, you don't remember, but I remember as a kid, no more radio, everybody's going to watch TV. More people listen to the radio now than ever in the history of the medium. And because we were celebrating Radio Day because of Marconi and Tesla and all these other people that put it all together, the thought occurred to me, and I got to quickly check, because we have a podcast, djvshow.com. You can check out a podcast, which is basically highlights things that you wouldn't hear if you're not able to listen to the whole program. So we do that. I have a bunch of other podcasts that I do around health and farming and metaphysical stuff that is of interest to me. I'm going to do one on hemp pretty quickly. And so I looked at some stats. Do you know that podcasting, and I suppose maybe this makes sense, if it weren't for radio promoting podcasting, there would be no podcasting. It's kind of like eating our young. Some people who are in our business decry the podcast because they think it eats away at listeners. But in fact, it wouldn't exist without radio, even as it continues to grow. It needs radio to promote it, which I thought was kind of an interesting stat. You never see radio, you never see podcast promoter on TV. When's the last time you saw anything about any podcast really on TV? Anybody?
Not often. Just when people mention it that they have a podcast.
Right, yeah, but not very often. Okay. So I just wanted to sort of bring that up in terms of patting ourselves on the back a little bit here. Sometimes you don't do enough of that. Let's go. Speaking of patting ourselves on the back, you're going to pat Victoria on the back here, Jennifer, or what?
Well, I was just looking at a top news story of the day, and I was like, oh, this is going to make Victoria so happy. Because what has Victoria said she wanted? Oh, like, she says it every day. She says,
she wants to work on an afternoon radio show.
She says, she does say that. But she also says, God, the planet would be so much better if there was one more Trump walking around. And Victoria, by God, you got your wish. There's another Trump walking around.
What, somebody's pregnant?
Laura Trump and Eric Trump had their baby on Monday. Laura Trump was pregnant, and she and Eric made an announcement on social media saying that they're excited to welcome Carolina, I don't know, Dorothy
Trump
into the world.
Nothing could be finer than to name a girl Carolina.
There you go. She was born yesterday. Eric said, we love you already. This new baby Trump, Carolina, joins her brother Luke, who is going to be 2 in September. And they announced about 5 months in, and I swear she never looked like more than a couple months pregnant. She's like... amazing. She like a sandwich, and it just that's all it looked like. But she'll, I'm sure, be back on the campaign trail in no time. So a new Trump wandering the world, and our president's a new grandpa today.
You know, hopefully, even though there are some people that just don't like him, that they don't, and maybe some of the members of his family, but to discount someone just because their name is Trump is wildly offensive.
Oh, I was just teasing that we just needed another.
No,
Trump.
I know that. No, I don't. I know you were teasing, but I think a lot of people take it seriously. People so dislike the man that anybody who comes up with the last name Trump, no matter what, is there, I mean, I don't know how much of it, that's got to be an abbreviation for something. Isn't he from Eastern Europe, or his family's from Eastern Europe originally? They must be
His father, yeah, his grandfather was from Germany, and Drumpf was the last name. They changed it to Trump.
Drumpf. Okay, all right. Drumpf.
Drumpf, yeah.
Good move, by the way.
That was a good move, right. All right, next up here, all of this emotion, all of the traveling to Israel by these people from the group, what do they call themselves? Not the group, but the...
The squad.
The squad. And the back and forth, completely political, overplaying on both parts. Netanyahu needs to shut the hell up, and these people need to get out of there. All they're doing is stirring the pot, making it worse than it was before. It's like a cartoon. So, Jennifer, what do you know that the rest of us need to know about what's going on in Israel with these characters?
Well, it is very much politics, and it's unfortunate that everything, even people's families, are getting politicized now. So the story, if you missed it, is that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were scheduled to go to Israel. Israel said, oh, not so fast, we're not going to let you in, because first...
dumb on their part. But
well... Trump called for it because Trump didn't call for it, but he said if you guys have backbone, you probably wouldn't want to let these two in because they've been calling for boycotts of Israel. And what's real here is that this BDS movement that they're a part of is very anti-Semitic.
What is it? What's it stand for? BDS?
No, I'd have to tell you. I'll look it up. But it's part of a boycott. It's basically a boycott. It's like boycotting Israel financially through economic sanctions. And more, both of these women are on the side of Palestine.
Boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So they're after Israel. So Israel says, you know
what? By the way, that's led by the Palestinians, the boycott.
Of course it is. It's Palestine. Exactly. Yeah. This is why it's so deeply political. So Israel said, you know what? No, they can't come in because when they are here, they're going to leverage Israel to try to pump up their protest. So they weren't going to go. Then Rashida Tlaib wrote a message saying that her grandmother lives in the West Bank and that she wants to see her because she's 90 and she might never get to see her again. So the foreign minister in Israel, this is not Netanyahu, the foreign minister said, yes, for humanitarian reasons, of course you can come. You can come see your grandmother. Just don't protest while you're here. So we think everything's fine. Well, no. Rashida Tlaib then comes out and says, I'm not going to go. My grandmother wouldn't want me to come under these circumstances. And so she turned down the trip, and then they did a press conference on Monday, Tlaib and Omar and a few others, saying how Israel is occupying Palestinian, the Palestinians are under occupation, is what she said. I think to be totally on the money. I think she said they're under occupation. And she said that that Israel is not an ally of the United States and has been bad-mouthing Israel. So I haven't seen if our president has responded or if Netanyahu has responded. But at this point, the last thing I saw were the shots fired from the two members of the squad yesterday during that press conference.
Okay. I've got nothing.
I don't understand.
There's much to do about nothing with these two.
Separate from that, though, but, like, I don't understand why Americans seem to believe that Palestinians don't deserve a place on the planet. It just seems very unfair.
Well, nobody's throwing them out. They got a piece of land cut out of where their homeland, but they have a lot more land than the Israelis do.
No, and I mean, in terms of when it's Israel versus Palestine, Israel has definitely gotten
gets
the leg
the PR
up.
Win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Israel has the right, I believe, at least, to the Holy Land. And I believe that that's what most Americans believe. Most Christians.
I think most Americans, honestly, Jen, don't know anything about the whole
situation.
There's been
a lot of surveys, though, about support for Israel and whether they know all the story or not.
Oh, yeah, everyone says support
Israel,
but I don't think they realize that there are.
You know what it is, Victoria? It's the Holocaust. It's still a remnant, the sympathy for the Jews after what happened under Hitler. I think
rightfully so. I'm just saying. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate a little bit.
It does seem a little weird that
like, I think most Americans just, they just are used to chanting, go Israel, pro Israel, and I get it. But at the same time, it feels a little uneducated that I wonder how many Americans really know what the history
is. That's why I love to go there and tell the story.
I don't know if it's uneducated, though. I think it's more about religion. I think it's about people's religious and faith-based beliefs.
A little of both.
Yeah.
Meaning, but like how? But how do
Jews
like,
are the chosen ones? That Jews are the chosen ones, that they have claim to the Holy Land. I mean, what
well,
this is a war over.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Bible says. That's what Christianity says. That's what Judaism says. So I think it's not saying that people are uneducated. It's just that they are faith-based people, and there are a lot of them in this country.
Well, some of them go over.
I don't know. I think that there's a lack of education about the history there too.
There is. Okay. Jennifer, before you leave, we have not had any news at all today from California. I think at least you can tell us about the ex-mayor of Palm Springs, who apparently took a few bucks in bribes.
Oh, yeah, that's the story. He took $360,000, I think, in bribes, and he is now under investigation. So it doesn't look like a good day for him, that's for sure.
Hooray for the good guys. They caught the bad guy. What would you start to say, Victoria?
I was going to say, that's a lot of money for a small... I mean, not that Palm Springs is that small a town, but it is.
There's a lot of money in Palm Springs.
What were the bribes for? Did he...
Oh, for political favors and contracts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, put my curb cut here instead of over there for my new house, stuff like that.
Palm Springs is so cool, though. I love Palm Springs.
By the way...
I don't think it's going to deter anyone from going there.
Yeah, no, it's a neat place. It's so far off the beaten track to L.A. I'd like to be in Palm Springs, frankly. Much as any place else. By the way, Jennifer, the other definition for BDS is Bachelor of Dental Surgery.
There you go.
There you go.
That must be what they're talking about.
That's, I'm sure, what they're talking about. Here's what I'm talking about right now. Your My Pillow. Does that sound confusing? I want to know about Your My Pillow. I have my Pillow. Victoria has her My Pillow. Do you have Your My Pillow? If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Here's a perfect time, because MyPillow wants to give back to the listeners of the DJV program, because we've sold a lot of pillows for them through talking about it. And so here's the deal. Lots of discounts, 50 to 65%. Good example is the Body Pillow. Normally that sells at $89.99. But right now, use the DJV code at $29. All MyPillow products come with that 60-day money-back guarantee. They're famous for that. How many other bedding companies give you any time? You take it home, you put your head on it, get your cooties on it, that's it. You can't bring it back. But at MyPillow, you don't like it after 2 months, send it back, get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Everything is guaranteed. Click on the radio listener special. Everything is on sale. Let's save a lot of dough, like the Body Pillow, $29.99. Usually it's $89.99. You got to enter the pro DJV for that and other great specials at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe it's just me. When you listen to Katy Perry, can you really tell if you're an average listener that it's Katy Perry? Or does it sound like 35 other people? You can really?
No,
Britney Spears
think so.
And
she doesn't sound anything like Britney. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is probably a factor of my age and attitude. Much of this stuff sounds the same to me. Katy Perry in the musical news here, along with Norah Jones and Mavis Staples, going to perform at the David Lynch Foundation's Silence the Violence benefit concert taking place October 11th in Washington at the Celebration Gospel Choir. They'll be on hand for the event. Proceeds helping to bring transcendental meditation to 10,000 people in the D.C. area through in-school and after-school programs, veteran services organizations, women's centers, recovery programs, correctional institutions, and homeless shelters. Interesting. TM is big in Washington, L.A. How big is TM in New York, Victoria? I don't know how. Is a lot of TM still being practiced in New York?
You know, I know Howard Stern is obsessed with it, but it's very expensive. It's thousands of dollars to get into it. So I personally don't know anyone.
Yeah, I took a course in it, and it just, I wanted to learn a little more about meditation, which I seem to have a hard time because my mind doesn't shut off well.
Well, I guess further up the ladder of training, it really gets you into it, but I have a hard time with it as well.
Yeah. I've been practicing transcendental meditation for 9 years, says Katy Perry. Changed my life. One of the most important tools I use to keep my balance and creativity with a positive mindset. I'm so proud to give an intimate performance at the Silence of the Violence benefit concert to raise funds to bring the power of meditation to 10,000 D.C. area young people. David Lynch said, young people today are literally under attack from an onslaught of trauma and stress. Their brains literally cannot handle the stress, which can stunt cognitive development, undermine health, and fuel anxiety. You know what?
He's right.
All that is true, but it's all caused by the news media and the proliferation of really bad stuff on these devices. Those of us who didn't grow up with it. I don't know. I mean, we have as much mental... I think people my age just don't deal with it for the most part, but... mental
Well, I think it is different
for kids.
You know, that's why we've got all these young white male shooters, you know.
Yeah,
it's not just the video games. I believe it's a huge part of it. But there is something else going on. And when you grow up in an environment that is constant stimulation, there is no play outside anymore and don't come back till it's dark. You know, that doesn't happen anymore. It's constant stimulation in the brain. And I don't think that the brain really has a chance to properly grow. And I agree with what David Lynch is saying. I think meditation would be great for kids.
Yeah. Interesting to go. I'm going to suggest you read this new book, The End of Killing, and see how technology, on the other hand, can help solve a lot of the problems. The theory of the fellow who wrote the book, Rick Smith. We get time. Let's do the Aretha story to Kara here. It's been a year. Can you believe that? Aretha's been gone for a year. There's a fund. Oh, my God. Thank you. I love this song more than you can imagine. There's a fund backed by her estate. It's been launched to help research the rare form of pancreatic cancer that she died of. She had, what is it called, neuroendocrine tumors on her pancreas, form of cancer that's caused only 7% of pancreatic cancer cases. Steve Jobs had it. This is rare, but once you get pancreatic cancer, man, it is over. So on the anniversary of her death, Detroit's Women's Informal Network and Aretha's estate held a benefit to donate money to the Boston-based Neuroendocrine Tumor Research Foundation, which has established the Aretha Franklin Fund. The family is honored to help raise funding for education research of this devastating disease, said Aretha's niece, Sabrina Owens. We encourage her friends, fans, and supporters to consider contributing to this cause until such time as we can eradicate the problem. Researchers are trying to understand the tumors at a cellular level, and with some of the treatments available, why some patients respond and others do not. Obviously, Aretha did not respond. The fund will help raise awareness about the rare disease. Franklin was first diagnosed with the disease in 2010, and pushed off rumors of her bad health for a long time. So, I guess this is a good positive approach to trying to get to the end of the problem, the bottom of the problem. Aretha on the DJB Show, 29 after the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJB Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of a squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135, the NASDAQ up 107 points, the S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Where have you been? What's going on here? Tuesday, August the 20th. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The start of the hurricane season. I thought it started in June, actually, if you believe the meteorological...
Well, that's true. It does begin in June. However, history shows that starting today, there will be a sharp increase in named tropical systems in the Atlantic Ocean through the September 11th period. And they're saying right now that thanks in part to a combination of strong wind and dusty air, the rest of August appears to be pretty quiet in terms of hurricane development. September, however, might be a different story. They say conditions are expected to become much more conducive to a tropical storm formation, and we'll have to look out for that. September and... Well, hello. I'm on the coast, and hurricanes do affect me. So
I'm
settle
on the
down.
Coast too.
And no, you're not. You are not. I am on the coast, as in like water could flood my apartment. So you are not in that situation.
No.
But you know, we
my
think
brook
back,
could raise a lot of hurricane rain.
Yeah. Well, we look back to 2000. Was it 12? When was Hurricane Sandy? Was it 2012? Yeah, I think it was, right?
Was it? No. Yeah, it was about there, too.
But it was October. It was about 4 days before Halloween. And that month, I remember...
Late storm.
Yes, it was late, but that month of October that year was very warm. It was actually... There were days where it was hot. And I remember being on the beach, sitting on the beach with friends way through the end of October. And so far, it looks like September and October might mimic that type of weather pattern. Yeah. So we could have late hurricanes through September and October again. This year could be another cyclical weather pattern. So all these years later, hopefully we won't have another Hurricane Sandy on the Jersey Shore, but we could end up having a few big storms. So far, the only hurricane to form in the Atlantic this year was Hurricane Barry, which hit Louisiana in July.
Yeah, right. Early. Yep. The woman who was mayor, did you see that this week? The woman who was mayor of Baton Rouge, was it Baton Rouge? During the whole thing with Katrina, died of some horrible kind of cancer. I'm trying to remember what her name was, and I can't now put my finger on her name, but it was she just passed away. Let's see what else is going on. Well, as long as we're talking about the pattern of hurricanes and stuff, Costa Rica, those islands down in the Caribbean, had a lot of trouble with hurricanes, but that's not the only problem they have down there. You may have heard, we've been talking off and on about the problems of tainted alcohol in the Dominican Republic, now Costa Rica. 59 people have died. The people...
Well, I think 59 people have been affected by it.
25 have died. Yeah,
25,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just in Costa Rica. Dominican Republic, that death toll, I think, is also in the 20s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
It's even higher.
So total cases that have caused the death of people, 50-some-odd. So one wonders, if you have plans to go down to Dominican Republic, to Haiti, to Costa Rica this winter, would you change your plans? I think
do
I
people
would.
People go to vacation in Haiti? Because I only know people go on rescue missions.
They go to work. I mean, some people take their vacations to help people. A lot of people go on vacation to Habitat for Humanity, things like that. So that's what I was thinking as I said that. But it's kind of a messy area thing. Isn't that interesting? We're already thinking we've just gone through vacation or people are on vacation, and we're thinking about winter vacations. That's kind of
got a plan now.
Good. Got to book them now. Exactly. I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier. You're my go-to person when it comes to technology. Well, you and Kara both, when I need to fix stuff or understand things. We were talking earlier about these Chinese trolls. I don't think people are really aware of how much they have used. I wanted to reinforce the study that you did, that you were working on, Victoria. Twitter, Facebook are working to try to uncover these people from China who are deliberately and specifically spreading lies, not only in our country, but all around the world, to disrupt things. Now, whether it's the Hong Kong thing is the reason for it, but we were talking about the disinformation and how much money is made by companies that are spreading disinformation. There are some companies that are formed just to use social media to discredit people and or things. And it's big business. I don't know that people know that. Do you? In your circle of friends, Victoria, do you find that a lot of people actually understand? You're on top of things, so you probably start these conversations with your friends.
We've actually kind of, in our group, we've talked about this a little bit. It's certainly come up, you know, a lot of us have gotten to the point where we can kind of spot when stuff is fake on Twitter. And, you know, you can see when stuff isn't really that well done. When we were talking about the Kacey Musgraves supposedly liking a tweet that Kid Rock had written that was very negative about Taylor Swift. And it turns out that someone had completely photoshopped that it was a totally fake thing. But if you looked at it, you would have thought, wow, Kacey Musgraves, this was a screenshot that she liked Kid Rock's tweet. So, and even she didn't realize what had happened. At first she thought she was hacked. She hadn't been. Someone just photoshopped it. So all these deep fakes that we're seeing, you know, and this kind of famously started with the video of Nancy Pelosi that was doctored that made it look like she was drunk and slurring her words. And that never happened. So it's really scary. You just don't really know what you can trust. And going back to, you know, the big business of this, it's kind of crazy. This study that just came out, it's $235 million a year in ad revenue is what the Global Index Disinformation Index has. They're the ones who did the study, and they're the ones that they found that 20,000 domains are suspected, that, and that's just what they found, of they're suspected of spreading fake and extremist content. And,
good,
you know,
God.
This is really, yeah, and it's hurting companies.
How do
it's hurting,
you know what to read, what to believe?
Exactly, exactly.
Good God.
You know, and big companies like AT&T and Verizon, they've pulled their ads from YouTube because they ended up being placed next to extremist videos.
Yeah.
And, it's crazy. It really is. So it's going to start, it's really going to hurt companies who need advertising.
Yeah, that's right. You can't, I mean, that's what
advertising. You can't fake it on radio, though, so I guess we're the last, like, genuine advertising platform.
And speaking to that, the last genuine way for you to whiten your teeth is power swabs. This is the sort of last roundup. Not that the company's going anywhere. I'm talking about if you look over all the, we were talking about fluoride in the water and fluoride in toothpaste and stuff early on. You get a toothpaste that says it'll whiten your teeth, run. Don't walk. Run away from it. It's going to maybe whiten your teeth, but you have no idea what toll it will take on your teeth. I'm here to tell you the only way that's proven to be safe to whiten your teeth is a product called Power Swabs. This will lift the stains off your natural teeth, caps, crowns, veneers, whatever you have in your mouth. You'll look younger, your face is going to glow because your teeth are glowing. Really, and save you money. My God, $500, $600, $700 to get the dentist to clean your teeth? Nope. Go to this phone number. I mean, this is an unusual company, too, because they don't offer these products online at a big savings. But you can save 50% off the retail and get your teeth whitened, looking beautiful the natural way with Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. If your intention is to whiten your teeth and be safe, you need to call this number and get on the ball. 800-208-1797, or better yet, get on Power Swabs and whiten those beautiful teeth of yours. Let's make them beautiful again. Call now. Save 50%. Use the DJB code at 800-208-1797.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 after the hour now here on the DJV program. This is the fall. I want to choke on this because we're still actually a month away from fall. We're only a few days away from National Secondhand Day. So those of you who are like me that are fashionistas, Victoria's going to choke on this. I'm not really a fashionista, but I do like to save money And there are a lot of things you can get in terms of wardrobes, perhaps, that you can save some money on. So we've invited Amy E. Goodman to come in and talk a little bit. She's a fashion lifestyle expert, talking about how we can give your closet maybe an update. There are different things. People want to have clothing that's appropriate to the fall and then to the winter and spring and summer. So, Amy, where do we start? What's a good place to go when it comes to fall? Are we going to wear heavier clothing? There are different grades of things like denim, right? So are we looking around for things like that?
Well, first of all, Doug, I am also a summer lover, so I'm going to ease you into this as much as possible and make it as painless as possible. I happen to be a secondhand shopper. I absolutely love it. I think that it really is kind of gives you more bang for your buck, if you will, and we're talking about getting off entire fall wardrobe for under $200 today by shopping secondhand at sites like ThreadUp.com. And so when you're looking at your fall wardrobe, and before me today, I have lots of staples and top trends for fall, and all with like our favorite brands that we come to know and love with styles for less by shopping secondhand at the aforementioned sites. So okay, we're going to kick things off by talking about denim, which you had mentioned. And there's so many hot trends in denim, from your boyfriend jean. Now we have the dad jean, a wider leg. There's also the skinny jean. And painterly denim, if you can imagine, came down the runway this season where literally artists are painting onto the denim. I can't imagine what that kind of dry cleaning bill looks like. But before me, I have the high-waisted denim. And this is something that's very, very comfortable around the abdomen. And this is from Rag & Bone. It's $30 by purchasing it secondhand. Now, adding to this, because we're really talking about mixing and matching your styles and really maximizing your closet, I have this beautiful chunky sweater, and this is from Club Monaco. It is all of $33.99. Normally, this is something that is literally in the hundreds. So we're pairing these two items together. And when you're looking for your chunky sweater, look for some kind of interesting details. So this has braided, kind of a braided motif on it. It also has a mock turtleneck. And versus other chunky sweaters, it actually is slightly cropped, so it's not as heavy in fabrication as some others. Then for, of course, the dress for the season. I love dresses in fall. I like making that transition from the summer, which I love, the summer season. I'm a native Californian. But for the great dress,
there actually is one of you, huh? There's one person who actually...
I do. I love it.
Native California.
When you're going from the going for the dress, you know, go for kind of a fun fall print. This happens to have a leopard print, but a muted one at that, kind of in rustic reds, like a red on red. And then it's long, and it also has a fabric that's very weighted on it. So it kind of really gives you some warmth. You can add some tights to this later, and then a cardigan as the weather gets cooler. This is from Free People, and it's $25.99. When you've saved all that money on those clothing items, you still have room for accessories. So for the boots, we're going to trade the sneakers for some boots. Yeah, and these are from Cole Haan. They're normally $275. We're going to get them for $75. And rounding things out, a leather handbag from Christian Siriano. Normally $150. We're only going to pay just under $35.
Wow. So there's a lot of stuff that can be gleaned if you go to the website threadup.com. That's T-H-R-E-D, capital U-P, threadup.com. I'm intrigued. I'm not a shopper, as anybody will I tell you that knows me, but every once in a while you got to buy something new, and I was interested in the way you described some of the jeans. That's something to look forward to. All right, so check it out, threadup.com. Thanks to Amy Goodman. I was here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is not a music segment. This is movie news. Tucker's not here with us today, but I was sort of tickled by the arrival last week of a Springsteen. It's described by Warner Brothers as a Springsteen-centric film called Blinded by the Light, which hit theaters last weekend.
And then 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. I just looked that up.
Yeah.
People
and now there's
really
another
like
one,
it.
Victoria. That's coming out in October, called Western Stars, and the trailer was released for that in sort of in tandem with the Blinded by the Light showing. So another film about Bruce Springsteen. This guy has it. Yeah, it sort of fits in with, although this is the real story, the movies and the focus on some of these heroes, the musical heroes, whether it be Elvis or whether it be I was going to say Rami Malek.
Yeah.
How much he got into the Freddie Mercury thing. And, you know, the Elton John movie, there's one coming out, Frank Sinatra's life is going to be portrayed. I don't know who's going to play him, but that'll be... Now, how many iconic characters who were great musicians, stylists, if you will, over the years can you come up with that would make fodder for a good movie?
Probably
you know,
a
certainly.
Lot.
Yeah, there are a lot of great characters that have been... around. So anyway, Sinatra certainly, I think that'd be a very interesting movie. I have yet to see the Elton John movie. I don't go to the movie.
Oh, it's so good. Oh,
I know.
It's so good.
You've talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Bruce Springsteen thing is out now, and there's another one coming in October. All right, so that's the story. What do you have?
Coming to America, the second, the sequel, which has been 20-something years in the rumor mill, that actually is moving forward, and they're really loading on the cast, which is kind of fun. Karen and I have been talking about this off the air. I'm such a huge fan of Coming to America, and so Eddie Murphy is back. Arsenio Hall is back, playing his best friend Semi. James Earl Jones is back. He'll be playing, once again, the King of Zamunda, and that's that he is he's Eddie Murphy's character's father.
What a great name. Zamunda. Yeah,
the King of Zamunda. Yes. Now, he apparently, Zamunda. In the story, he is ailing, and Akeem, who Prince Akeem, is now going to be King Akeem. And so he and his wife, who played by Sherry Headley, who played Lisa McDowell, she's back in the movie. And so he apparently has to go back to New York and finds out that she had his son. So there is a prince. Now, the other cool casting, John Amos, who played Cleo McDowell, who was the hilarious father of Lisa McDowell. He owned the McDowell's restaurant. He was constantly warring with the McDonald's people. It was very funny. He has signed on. He's back. And Louis Anderson, who played Maurice, the McDowell's employee, he is also going to be returning. And then in new casting, they've added Tracy Morgan. And they haven't said what he's going to be doing yet, but he is he's somehow going to be involved in this. Leslie Jones is actually also going. She's rumored to be in this new script as well. And Wesley Snipes is apparently going to play a villain in it. So, it's going to be really cool. I think it's going to be, you know, if it's done the right way, I think it'll be very cool. Now, what Karen and I were just saying off the air is it would be extra cool if they have another cameo for Samuel L. Jackson. Because before he was even famous, he was the guy who held up the McDowell's restaurant. And so it would be very funny if he's now, like, the owner of a McDowell's or he works for McDonald's. It would be fun if they incorporate him somehow.
Yeah, he's always great. He's always fun. And just looking at some of the other veterans here, there was a birthday party for Kirk Douglas, who just turned 102.
Wow.
Michael Douglas's father, but someone who has such a legendary, you look at the body of work that he has been in. The guy had a stroke like 25 years ago, and everybody thought he was finished, and he still is alive at 102. Look at that. I think he looks, in some ways, sometimes better than his son does. His son has been through a lot. I don't think he looks so great in some of the movie roles he's played lately. The story of Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx as a couple is over. A little gossip. I guess that's the gossip, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
The
they were a weird couple.
How so?
I just never understood their, I don't know. From just it didn't seem like a likely pairing to me. So I never really, I don't know. I didn't really get it. But they apparently broke up in May, and so that was right after they made their, after 6 years of dating, they made their official red carpet debut at the Met Gala in New York, and then a few weeks later, apparently that was it. So we're just now finding out.
And also, The Rock got married, made it official after, what did you say, 13 years? You went away,
13.
I gave you Victoria. I went away at 13 years.
No way.
You got to marry me.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. The Rock, maybe he's worth waiting for. You can never tell. After all, he is The Rock. 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.